Welcome back to Huskies Drive Time, exclusively here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Oh, big soccer match today, ladies and gentlemen, up at Sherman Field. The Huskies home for the GLIAC tournament for the quarterfinals for the second year in a row. And Michelle Jacob, the head coach, is with us. Good morning, Coach.
Hi, good morning.
Well, let's before we get to the big game today, can we wrap up a little bit the split on the road this past weekend to finish off the regular season?
Yeah, you know, we played Thursday and against Saginaw. They were, you know, highly ranked in the region and in our conference, and we showed up and had a great game against them. Honestly, from the get-go, we just got better and better. We got two beautiful goals from Annie Belquist and Maddie Faust, both off headers and one off a free kick and one off a corner. But I thought that we, you know, we outpossessed them and we outplayed them, you know, and it was a great thing on their home field. And we had quite a few fans there, so that was nice too. But we showed up and we played, and you know, the girls were quite proud of themselves. We were definitely proud of them. It was a good day. You know, going into Saturday's match, you know, I think we were a little burned out from all the energy we put in the Thursday's game, and you know, just things didn't happen for us. We scored two goals, both of them got called back, and I am a little bit questioning the validity of the ref's calls. So, but at the end of the day, you know, we created a lot of shots and we need to put them in. And so we dug ourselves a hole early and couldn't get out of it. And so, you know, disappointing. At the same time, you know, the girls, they're going to bounce back. I know they will. And, you know, we've got so much to be proud of throughout the season. And, you know, we still have a lot of season left starting today. So, you know, just keeping focused and looking forward to the game.
As we look at the results this season, it seems like we've really responded well to that loss in the next game. So in that terms, it seems like we should be ready to bounce back against Walsh today.
I think we will be for sure.
What do you know about Walsh? We played him here earlier this season. It was a double overtime game. We got the goal in that second overtime. And, you know, it was a really tough game against them. What are we expecting today?
I'm guessing it'll be just as tough. They're having a great season. You know, they've definitely gotten so much better over the last couple of years. And you know, their players are stronger. And I think today is going to be, you know, the key for us is going to be to possess the ball. You know, I think the times that we have early turnovers really kind of, you know, hurt us. So you know, we're talking to the girls a lot about possessing the ball going forward. And you know, it's going to be a game of who can finish their chances. And today I think we're going to step up and do that. The girls, I know they're excited for it. You know, it's at home. It's in front of our fans. It's going to be a great atmosphere. So we're pretty pumped.
Talk about the home field advantage here for you and how that has played into your success this season.
You know, it's a great field for us to play on. You know, we're a fast team. We like to possess. And so it's nice on that kind of a surface, that we can move the ball around and move it quickly. So, you know, in that aspect from a field standpoint, it definitely caters to us. And then, you know, when you add, your fans and your families and, you know, students and everybody coming out to support us, that just, you know, that adds, it's like another person on the field for us. There's so many times that I can just hear the crowd cheering for, you know, our players when they get a good tackle or take a nice shot, and all, you know, every little bit helps, and we're, you know, we're thankful to have such great support.
We've got that library tailgate starting at 12:30 today. It's absolutely free. It's going to tickets for the game, $5. You can get them at the gate as you're coming in. $5 for adults, $2 for youth. And Tech students still going to be absolutely free to come on up to the game. So we're hoping to get a big contingency of Tech students. Hopefully, you know, the ones who aren't in class can come up and cheer you on. Looking forward to it. Just a great atmosphere today, Coach.
Yeah, definitely. Special thanks to the library for putting that together. I mean, I thought of moving our pregame meal or our pregame meeting out there, but I don't know if that'll work out for us. So, but no, thanks to them, and again, thanks for everybody who can be there, and those of you that are supporting us from afar. We definitely appreciate it.
All right, Coach. Well, good luck today. Again, that 2:00 start for the Michigan Tech soccer team. 12:30 for the pregame. A $5 ticket gets you in to the game and then in free to the tailgate. It's not like the VIP four-pack thing for Michigan Tech football. So a really cool thing that the library is doing, and we wish Coach Jacob the best of luck.
Coach, one more quick question. In terms of region rankings, obviously, you know, this is a big game. You want to win it and keep playing in the GLIAC tournament, but where are we at in the region rankings? Do we still have a chance if things don't go our way today?
You know what? It's hard to tell. it's hard to tell. We got to just take it one game at a time, and you know, it'll all get decided at the end. But you know, in the last ranking, we were fifth. I think, you know, and Saginaw was in front of us, so that win against them helped. I'm not sure how the Northwood game will impact us. So it's, you know, there's a the top, you know, I would say the top 10 teams in the region are all so close. And so you just never know.
All right, Coach. Well, good luck today. Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, Michelle Jacob, head coach of the soccer team at Michigan Tech. They are hosting a GLIAC quarterfinal today, 2 o'clock at Sherman Field. We'll be back with more Huskies Drive Time in just a moment.